From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad to have you listening in today as the Reverend John Gray, minister of Bethel Free Presbyterian Church in Enniskillen, is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, we read these very sobering words. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Many today say that the Bible is a book that is hard to understand. They tell us that the Bible is complicated and difficult to grasp, and that it is written in such a way that it is beyond man's capability of understanding its meaning. I will confess that there are many things in the Word of God that are difficult for the human mind to grasp and understand. But men and women throughout the Scriptures of truth, there are statements made that even the youngest child can fully understand. There are verses and passages of Scripture, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, that need very little or no explanation at all. We have one such verse before us. In Hebrews 9 verse 27 it says, And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. My friend, what part of this verse do you not understand? What part of this statement is unclear? What word in this text is confusing? Now, some of you may not believe what is written here, but I don't accept that anyone listening to me can say that they do not understand what is written here. Because this statement is written in such a way that even the most illiterate person can understand what is being said. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. As we come to consider this text of Scripture, I want you to observe three things. First of all, in this text we have a sentence that is believable. Believable in the sense that everyone would accept that it's true. It is appointed unto men once to die. No matter who you are, no matter what you believe, no matter what your background may be, everyone without exception believes in the reality of death. Even if you have no religious convictions whatsoever, you accept that death is real and that death someday will take away your life. Therefore, we have a sentence set before us in Hebrews 9 verse 27 that we all believe. We all believe that death is coming for us all. But let me take it a step further. When we consider this subject of death, there are three things that we all believe about death. What are they? Well, first of all, we all believe that death is no respecter of persons. In other words, death takes the young as well as the old. It takes the rich as well as the poor. Secondly, we all believe that when death comes, our life upon this earth is over. Death is final as far as life upon earth is concerned. And thirdly, we all believe that the day of our death is a mystery. In other words, none of us know when we will die. We have to say like Isaac, we know not the day of our death. Therefore, no matter who you are today, you believe in the reality of death. I wonder, as you think upon this thought, are you prepared for death? Where will you be 5 minutes after you die? However, I want you to notice in Hebrews 9, verse 27, secondly, in this text we have a phrase that is, for many, unbelievable. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this. Here is where men differ when it comes to the subject of death. Many do not and will not believe that there is life after death. They will not accept that there is existence beyond the grave. Therefore, we have a phrase in this text, and for many, it is unbelievable. They cannot come to terms with the fact that there's life after death. My friend, let me ask you a question today. Do you believe that there's life beyond the grave? Do you believe that there is an after this? As far as the Bible is concerned, death is not the end. In these words, we see clearly that God teaches in his word that there is an after this. Oh, let these words sink into your heart and into your mind and into your soul. God says in his word, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, God says that there is an after this. The Bible says that there is an after this. Indeed, time and time again throughout the Word of God, we are taught about an after this. For example, in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 53 and 54, we read these words. What tremendous words they are. Paul says, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Men and women, our lives are like a book. In a book there are different chapters. Therefore, when death comes to us, it is not the end of the story, it is only the end of a chapter. Because when death comes, there is an after this. Oh, again I say to you, are you prepared for death? Are you prepared for the day when you will leave this scene of time and go out into God's great eternity? Because no matter what you believe today, even if you are an atheist, the Bible teaches clearly that death is not the end. Indeed, in many respects, death is only the beginning. Death is only the key that opens up the door to God's eternity. Notice thirdly in our text, a word that is inconceivable. You see, in this text, we are introduced to a word that is inconceivable. The word judgment. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. If something is inconceivable, it means that it cannot be imagined. And I tell you, men and women, the day of judgment is an event which will be so terrible for the sinner that at present you and I cannot even begin to imagine what it is going to be like. The Apostle Paul said that God has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world. And make no mistake about it, there's a day of judgment coming. The Bible clearly teaches over there in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 to 9. Listen to these words. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. The scriptures clearly teach that God has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world. Learn three things about the Day of Judgment from the Word of God. First of all, it is a day when you will stand before God. In Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 and 12, we read these words, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works." Here we have John on the Isle of Patmos, and he receives this wonderful vision, and it's a vision concerning the Day of Judgment. And John says, "I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God." Someday, if you're not saved, you will stand before God, and God will judge you. Secondly, it is a day when you will be separated from God for all eternity. Over there in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25 and verse 41, it says, "Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." It's a day of separation, a day when God will judge men for their sin and ungodliness. And of course, the Day of Judgment is a day when you will begin an eternity of suffering. Because in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 15 we read, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Men and women, how do you stand before God today? Death is coming. And after death, the Bible says, is the judgment. Come to Christ today, put your trust in him, and he will save you not only for time, but for all of God's eternity. Thank God the Lord Jesus came to this earth, died on the cross, rose again to provide eternal salvation for the whosoever will. And if you trust in Christ today, then you will not face him in judgment, but rather in eternity he will be your Savior. And in heaven you will be for all eternity.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Gray, Bethel Manse, Ballycassidy, Enniskillen, BT94 2JT. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Gray, Bethel Manse, Ballycassidy, Enniskillen, BT94 2JT. You may also hear Reverend Gray preach each Lord's Day at 12 noon and 7:30 p.m. here in Bethel Free Presbyterian Church, Enniskillen, at Chanter Hill on the Temple Road. For further information, you may phone us at 028-6632-4164. That's 028-6632-4164. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.